Good way to leave. Head for Pittsburgh after the game. They drop the puck. Anaheim wins it 7-4. We hope before we even go to any kind of break, Emerson and I will talk for a while, but we hope to be joined by one of the Ducks players on their way to the dressing room. We'll wrap it up here, and then, of course, Emerson will visit for a while with Alexis Downey back home, and then get prepared for a trip to Pittsburgh, PA, and a meeting with the Penguins, and that's coming up in just a couple of days, Monday night, 3:30 Pacific time is our pregame coverage, 4 o'clock for the play-by-play, but job well done today.
Yeah, and to come out of this game on top of the score, Ducks 7, Flyers 4, I mean, it goes to show the effort level put in. You had some big-time stops by Lukáš Dostal and net there, gave this Ducks team confidence over and over to, again, to take that puck to the other end and do what they did with it. Vetrano, big night. Strome, just every, and you mentioned Sam Carrick there, get on the action. Just a great two-on-one over to Brett Leeson. I mean, it's really awesome to see just so many contributors to this effort. It was really a full team effort here. Coaches came into this game with a solid template for the players to go out and execute, and it was just well done from Dostal on out. Everyone came to play for the full 60 minutes here and just took down a really high-end Flyers club.
Yep, and you talk about high-end, those Pittsburgh Penguins are loaded too, and that'll be a really good test coming up on Monday night before the team comes home for several home contests at Honda Center. So lots ahead, and Mr. Joe Criminati has been our on-site engineer here, and I want to make sure he gets an okay, and Cash Hibbler back at our studio in Arizona for a job well done. And again, we're just waiting to find out who we might be visiting with here. And then I'll have one question for Emerson. We will take a break after that, and then Emerson and Alexis will have a fun conversation today. This is just refreshing. The last three games here, it gives you hope, and it kind of tells you that they're working hard to become a better hockey club early in the season, and you can see some of the results here, in particular on this three games of the trip to this point.
Yeah, and the Ducks now are back to 500.
Yep.
Entering this game 3-4, and you really circled this whole month. You not only circled this road trip as a tall order here for the Anaheim Ducks team, but you circled this whole month. You have Dallas, you have the Pittsburgh Penguins a couple times here, and just obviously today, Philly. These are not easy teams to go up against, especially the Philadelphia Flyers at home in a very loud Wells Fargo Center. It's not easy for the Ducks to come in and do what they did. It just took a team effort from, like I said, Dostal making the saves that he needed to, even to the final buzzer there, stuffing a breakaway chance against. You mentioned the deflection there on that Ozone entry as another key big save there in the third and final frame. So you need that. You need solid goaltending. I thought the defenseman, Ratko Gudas, putting up the shot total, entering that third period with four shots on net. I mean, just everyone maximized their game thus far for the Anaheim Ducks, and it was just good to see them put it all together, come out with a win and a tough team in the Philadelphia Flyers.
All right. As we have told all of our listening back there in Southern California, our fans back there, we're just kind of waiting to see if we'll be interviewing one of the Ducks players. We're scheduled to do so, and we'll see if that comes up before we, you know, go to a commercial break and things like that. So, again, Monday night in Pittsburgh next, and things are looking good. Makes you feel pretty good about everything involved here. And I'll say this, too. We have a new coaching staff, and they have worked extremely hard, practice and prepared, and I really like this group from the head coach to the assistant coaches and everybody involved. That goes down to Matt McElvain, who we talked about down in San Diego. We have some good people, and they're going to get this thing turned around. Don't know how long it will take, but you see signs of what it might be like when you see three games on a road trip and you're winning all three of them.
Yeah, and it it just goes to show, and just looking at some of the replays, the first goal, Ryan Strome bearing that on the far side, right off the doorstep there. Mason McTavish is the one that led that play off there. He fumbled it just a little bit, handcuffs himself just a little bit off that rush, but he was able to regain possession of that puck quickly, feed it right over to Ryan Strome on the back door, and it's kind of a metaphor of what happened today. It just seems as if the brakes were on the Ducks' side. They were playing lights out even early on. First period, it wasn't their best first period outing as far as it started. One of my keys was having coming out into the game with a good jump. Well, it looks like the Friars had the better jump, but to pop two quick ones like they did in that first frame, shore it up there as far as defensive efforts are concerned, and we're able to get right on it and keep that momentum going. It played into a full team effort here, and it sounds like we have Jacob Silverberg joining us here. Jacob, you there? No, he's coming here in a couple minutes here, but we got a fortunate opportunity to talk to longtime Duck forward here, Jacob Silverberg. So he's been a key piece to this Anaheim Duck organization for many years. I had the fortunate opportunity to play with him back in my stint with the Anaheim Ducks here. So be fun here to get a quick chat here with Jacob before we head off to Pittsburgh.
Yep. And again, just a matter of him getting on a microphone and enjoying a conversation with Emerson. And just seconds away, we're told. So just kind of waiting on that. And, that's about all I got to say. Everything's good. I don't want to destroy anything or make it sad or what's happening. But, no, it's been a great afternoon here. And, these guys deserve a ton of credit for the effort and well-prepared, too. I think that's the thing that impresses me so much is the prep that they're doing for these games. And they're there doing their best, but they got all the ammunition, so to speak, to compete with a team like Philadelphia, and especially some of the Eastern Conference teams we've seen of late, because in the past it's been tough winning on the road in some of these Eastern Conference cities, and maybe that will change this year too.
Yeah, it's just more fun when you win, right, Steve?
Yep.
I mean,
yes,
it's just
right.
Especially on the road, you drop the first couple, and it seemed like these road trips can really drag on, but certainly not the case here. Ducks starting 3-0 on this road trip here, and it's just it's a good feeling. I've been fortunate on this road trip to tune into the practices, and of course this last one, somewhat of not an off day, but the team opted for a workout here yesterday instead of hopping on the ice, and look for more of that. I mean, keep guys healthy, full of energy, so just a great utilization of resources. Greg Cronin and the staff were able to execute there yesterday leading into today's game, and still waiting on here from Jacob Silverberg.
Yep, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll let Emerson talk with Jacob. We'll take a quick break and maybe a question or two from Alexis as we'll be quick to leave Philadelphia and head towards Pittsburgh. And just a matter of seconds, folks. We're just hanging on here, and we'll see if we got that visit upcoming. Still waiting for the noise downstairs. It's complicated things sometimes.
Yeah, right. Jacob, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Emerson Edom and alongside Steve Carroll, of course, here. And congratulations on the win, first and foremost. I mean, what do you see different from this Ducks team? You've been in this organization for so long now. I mean, what is a key difference, or maybe a couple key differences, between last year, the year before, and this year?
I mean, I think we're kind of playing a lot more aggressive all over the ice. We're closing in quick on guys in D zone. We're not giving up as much space. And obviously, we're way aggressive, more up ice, too, in our forecheck and getting pucks back and driving pucks towards the net. So we're moving our feet a lot more, and by that way, we create chances offensively. I mean, don't spend as much time in D zone. So, it's good.
And you're going against a lights-out Pittsburgh Penguins team who, on paper, certainly has no shortage of skill. Is there one takeaway from today's game that is going to best help you in your successes there in Pittsburgh?
I mean, I think, like you said, they have a really strong team on paper, especially that power play. So special teams is going to be huge. Not give them too many looks, but other than that, same as today, we got to make sure we move our feet. We got to make it hard on them, not give them any freebies. So make sure to get up on the forecheck, get pucks in, and go after it.
Well, Jakob, you're a key piece to this Ducks special team. You're a key piece to this Ducks team in general. Good luck in Pittsburgh and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Okay, Emerson, good job. We'll take a quick break, come back. Emerson will be with Alexis Downey for a short time, and then we'll be heading off to Pittsburgh. All after this on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest, Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest, Justin Moore.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Alexis Downey here, also joined by Emerson Edom. It was a 7-4 win on the road in Philadelphia this afternoon. And man, were there a lot of goals scored for the Ducks in this one. So Emerson, I think we should just jump right into it, starting with that first period. Ryan Strom kicking things off in this game, 50 seconds into it with the first goal.
laid it up. They were going to be a run-and-gun team, really stretching it out in the defensive zone, neutral zone, so they've been doing it thus far.
Here's McTavish fanned at a shot. Another shot. Rebound. Score! Oh, my! 58 seconds in. How about that for a start for the Anaheim Ducks in Philadelphia? That's a blast. The goal scorer, Strom, after McTavish was robbed by their goaltender. Strom puts it into the right of the Philadelphia net. Anaheim leads this hockey game early, 1-0.
Keys to the game was a fast start, and that's exactly what we saw from the Ducks today.
Yeah, it was just a great chance. Ryan Strom just right where he needs to be, off on the back post. And it just two examples of players playing so high end. You had Mason McTavish lead that broken two-on-one. He handcuffed himself a little bit, lost that puck off the rush, but great players are able just to recover patience within the pocket, getting that puck over to Ryan Strom, who, like I mentioned, goal scorer's mentality, just patiently waiting off that backdoor spot there, makes no mistake on that finish. And it was just a big-time goal because this was a goal in which the Philadelphia Flyers had sustained offensive zone time. They really controlled that first period. So for the Ducks to come out of that period up by two goals was certainly saying something, and this led the way here.
Two goals coming from Ryan Strom and Frank Vetrano, but there was also a pretty big fight, the battle of number 44 between Ross Johnston and Nick DeLaurier.
Turn the puck over on the Anaheim center ice area. Lacombe went back. A fight is coming up here. Nick DeLaurier and Ross Johnston. This should be a beauty. Two number 44s going to center ice. Johnston, we know, can handle himself. DeLaurier can too. Couple of rights, one by each guy, trying to get their arms free. The other not letting him do so. A little chop to the side of the stomach there by DeLaurier. Johnston fighting there, trying to get his right hand free. DeLaurier gets one free. Short left and a right by Johnston. Now DeLaurier with a right. Now Johnston with two. Front of the penalty box. Both land a right. Then DeLaurier. Two or three rights on Johnston, who fights back with two knocks to the back of the head of DeLaurier. Get each other in a headlock along the board. The officials trying to get in there, but they can't at the moment. They're still fighting hard. Finally, the officials are able to get in. I tell you what, that to me was a pretty even scrap.
A bit physical in that first period and a little bit into the second period. Emerson, I mean, what do you think was said with them so early in the game to kick that fight off?
Well, Ross Johnston, you know, just really answering the call. Here's a team that really needs that leadership. Sam Carrick is no different. I mean, he's the one to answer the bell. Ross Johnston, in this case, really standing up for his team. And Nick DeLaurier, obviously the Anaheim Ducks faithful, very familiar with DeLaurier and his span with the Anaheim Ducks. It was an even matchup. It was an even fight. Obviously, Ross Johnston with the size, DeLaurier with the experience. And how about that call from Steve Carroll? So elegantly called there. It fit the description. It really pictured exactly what happened there. It was an even fight. A little bit of advantages for each player, but in the end, ended up, for the most part, a tie.
Moving into that second period, four total goals scored in that one. Two from the Ducks and two from the Flyers. The first from the Ducks coming from Frank Vetrano. It was reviewed but determined to be a good goal. The next one coming from Adam Henrique, his first of the season, right in front of the net. A nice pass from Max Jones.
As we look on to the right of their goaltender, who has given up three Anaheim goals to this point, and we're at the halfway point of the hockey game. Ducks get it, center it, a shot, loose in front, they score! Another goal! It's a 4-0 lead for the Anaheim Ducks. Silverberg made a play in front, Adam Henrique knocks it in. That part of the net was not covered by the goaltender. He was off to the left on his knees, and it's a 4-goal lead for the Anaheim Ducks. How about that?
Was able to get on the board just a few minutes after that by Cam Atkinson's goal off a nice pass from Owen Tippett.
Number 91, Leo Carlson, checked as he crossed the Flyer line. Back the other way comes Tippett, moving in, centers it, they score! Great assist by Tippett. Line makes Johnson redirected it in by Dostal. Flyers on the board. They cut the lead to 4-1.
Travis Konecny would be the next Flyer to get on the board. A 4-2 game after the second period. Emerson, what do you think the message was to the team when that game was pretty close after two?
Well, Adam Henrique certainly came alive with that goal. It was just a great battle there, outmanning the Philadelphia Flyers in Max Jones and Jakob Silfverberg coming out of the scrum with the puck. Nice patience, able to toss it on net, and just in the pocket, patience. You saw it so many times with each goal Adam Henrique scored last season. He put up quite the total, over 20 goals. He was certainly within that time frame, matching that goal scorer's mentality with the patience, be able to collect that puck and put it into an open far side. It really just marked the point in which that line did some great things. Of course, Adam Henrique was the start of that Frank Vetrano goal, a nice area pass there later in which we'll discuss here coming up. But I just thought that really propelled this line against a good Philadelphia Flyers team. You need that secondary scoring, and starting with Jakob Silfverberg and Max Jones, ending with Adam Henrique. It really was a key moment in this hockey game and led to some of their big successes there upcoming.
Moving into that third period, Trevor Zegras would get his first of the season on the power play, and it was 2 minutes and 42 seconds into that period, so a quick one in the third.
And now Anaheim will try again. They keep it in. More pressure coming. Zegras. Side of the net for Terry. Broke it up, and the Flyers clear, but not out. Ducks hold it in. Strom. Zegras shoots. Scores! Trevor Zegras on a power play goal with 20 seconds left in the break penalty. And what an effort by a lot of folks on that Duck power play that time to just keep the puck in the zone. And then they get a great shot away by number 11 and increase their lead 5-2.
Brett Leeson also getting a goal in this game following Zegras' goal, but Philly was able to get on the board a couple more times, but ultimately Frank Vetrano's hat trick on a shorthanded goal would pretty much solidify the night for the Ducks.
It's a power play for Philadelphia. 8:59 to go, third period. Atkinson tried to make a pass, broken up. Nice play by Adam Henrique. Up the ice with Vetrano, who has a break-in, scores! Another goal for Frank Vetrano. How about his start to the season? It's the seventh goal for Anaheim today. It's a 7-3 lead.
Emerson, how about his start to the season, Frank Vetrano?
Adam Henrique with that beautiful area pass. And Adam Henrique is not the guy who's going to have the puck on his tape the whole game. He's a relentless player. He's always going to move his feet. He's always going to finish his hits and come out with those pucks, right? So that's where he sets that standard. But also it's where he gets his offensive production from. It starts with a nice clear on the PK. He's able to get that puck again and spring Frank Vetrano right down Main Street with a great lob area pass that was just fun to watch. Frank Vetrano, you know, what isn't he doing right now? Not only is he scoring, but he's just moving his feet. He's working hard. He's being a leader to a lot of these young players on this Ducks roster in the locker room. So he's bringing so much high caliber play, just veteran leadership. So it's just great to see a player like Frank Vetrano get rewarded to the rate that he's creating out there. And hopefully it's to same things to come. I mean, this Ducks team needs a guy to put a lot of times this team on their back and on their shoulders. Frank Vetrano certainly done that thus far early on in the season. Let's just hope he continues.
A 7-4 win on the road in Philadelphia this afternoon for your Anaheim Ducks. Emerson, thank you for joining us on the postgame show. We'll hear from you again on Monday when the team gets to Pittsburgh. And for those listening, come back after the break for more of this postgame show.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda. like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-E-A-S-T-O-N-S. Let our family help yours at Easton Law Firm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Welcome back to your Anaheim Ducks post-game show. An exciting 7-4 win over the Philadelphia Flyers. And the last time that the Ducks scored seven goals goes back to last season in March on, well, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, against the Columbus Blue Jackets. So the Ducks scoring seven today in this afternoon game. And we have a few messages as those of you that are listening wanted to join the post-game show. About halfway through the game, I got a text that said, game results, someone predicting the end result. Ducks 5, Flyers 3, not too far off, just a couple goals. And hey, I liked your thought process, the Ducks winning in this one. And they just had to decided to put a couple more on the board there today. But a couple more messages to get to. Tremendous offensive lines from today's game, but how can we solidify the defense and stay off the penalty kill? Well, the penalty kill has been pretty strong for the Ducks in these last few games, definitely improving there, but they did allow a goal today on the power play, going 1-for-4, only allowing 4 shots on goal in that. I think the key here is just going to be the team needing to move their feet more and not get lazy and use their sticks taking penalties. That's really what it comes down to. And if you look at the penalties that were taken by the Ducks today, holding, slashing, too many men on the ice, that's a tough one because that's always at the discretion of the referees. And then a cross check from Leo Carlson. So I think it just comes down to just the Ducks keeping it, move their feet, keeping play. And on the defensive end today, yeah, they had to do a lot of work in their own end. The Flyers, especially in that first period, were spending a lot of time down there. But the Ducks were able to really capitalize on all their offensive chances today. And that was the difference in this one. And hey, Radko Gudas, a defenseman having 4 shots on goal in this game, just continuing to show some offensive play from him. If you remember last game, he showed a bit of that as well. So good on Radko Gudas. Another question that we received. Ducks are tied for longest win streak in the NHL. Am I reading this right? So I had to go check because I wasn't exactly sure. And yeah, we are right now. The Ducks are tied at 3 wins in a row. They're tied with actually quite a few other teams, the Vancouver Canucks being one of them, the Winnipeg Jets. I'm looking through this right now, and the New York Rangers, and then also the Toronto Maple Leafs. So some pretty good teams in that. But yes, 3 wins in a row for your Anaheim Ducks. You've got to be so excited about this, especially on the road. It's tough to win on the road. And, you know, the team had that time change going all the way to the East Coast in this one. So they've really had no problem adjusting. We got another text as well. I have been a Ducks fan since 1993 and am excited for this season. Let's go, Ducks. I'm just as excited as you, and especially after watching the team in these first 8 games already through this season. There has been so many improvements already, and the way that they're playing under Greg Cronin and his new system, it just seems like the guys are getting very comfortable, and it's kind of giving the team some consistency because they know what to expect night in and night out with Greg Cronin. So now that brings me to looking at a couple of the bigger stats from today, and man, Ryan Strome, Mason McTavish, and Frank Vatrano, that line is what we need to talk about, because they have been outstanding in this season so far. 26 points on the season after this afternoon. Frank Vatrano has 9, Mason McTavish has 8, and Stromer has 10 for 26 points combined by them. And after Frank Vatrano netted his hat trick today, he is 2nd in the NHL in goals, just behind Alex DeBrincat of the Detroit Red Wings. And then on the other hand, Ryan Strome tied for 12th in points. He has 10 of them. He's leading this Ducks team right now. I think he's kind of quietly leading as well. When I was looking before this game at some of the stats, he was a name that jumped out to me. Ryan Strome, just adding so many helpers already, having now 8 assists in this season, quietly leading the team. And he's just working so well with Vatrano and McTavish on that second line. He's now 5th in the NHL in assists after today. I mean, what more could you ask for from that second line? Also, a couple other things to look out from today. Just, I know that was something that Emerson mentioned in the last segment, the fast start. That is something that the Ducks needed to have. They played really well in first periods historically this season already. If you think about the Carolina game, the Dallas game, now this game too, well, that continued as well today because they were able to put 2 in the back of the net, only 8 shots on goal in that period too. And then totaling in the end of this game, 8 shots in each period, so 24 shots on goal. Of those 24, they put 7 in the back of the net. That just shows that their finishing ability is getting better because they've had these great scoring chances, grade A scoring chances, but they haven't been able to quite finish, and it was great to see the Ducks be able to do that today. So also going back to that first period, I did mention how there was a lot of time spent in the defensive zone by the Ducks because the Flyers were really pressing, really pushing to the net. They had 11 shots on goal in that first period. And also another stat that I'm going to get to as well is just the faceoffs. That was an area that the team really needs to work on after today. The Flyers winning the faceoff in that first period at 63%. And they also had quite a few takeaways from that first period, but ultimately the Ducks were able to contain all of that. And also in that first period, we had the replay of it, the Ross Johnston, Nick Deslauriers fight. Hey, I want to know what was said between the two of them to start that fight. I mean, it came so early in the game. You could see Ross Johnston just being a big factor in this game today, sticking up for his teammates, playing well on his line with Sam Carrick and Brett Leeson. Brett Leeson, another guy who scored in today's game as well. And Brett Leeson was playing physical, 2 hits in the first period alone. So good to see him using his body. Just kind of a little bit feisty to start the game. And that's almost what you expect when you're playing a Philadelphia Flyers team. That's historically what they've been known as, you know, the Broad Street Bullies. But today, I think that the team was able to contain that a little bit. And the game stayed on course. More to get to in this Anaheim Ducks post-game show after the break.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
TC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down, come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Tailgate, Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Back here with your Ducks post-game show. A 7-4 win on the road in Philadelphia this afternoon. Three wins in a row for your Anaheim Ducks now, and now they are 4-4 on the season, sitting at 500. So a couple more stats that I'd like to share with you in looking at the sheet. I mentioned the McTavish, Strome, and Vetrano line. They accounted for 8 total points in this game today. Also, in looking at it, 12 different Ducks players getting on the sheet today, getting a point in this game, too. And then also, when you look at some of the hits, some bigger hits, Brett Leeson having 2 in this game, Max Jones also getting a little bit physical in this one. But again, it comes down to those face-offs. That's been the area on the sheet today that really was not in the Ducks' favor. They sat at 37.5% on the face-offs, which is really not a very good number. So something of an area to improve on, especially going into Pittsburgh, where they definitely have some good face-off guys. And then also knowing that they're going to be playing a Pittsburgh Penguins team that is very strong on the power play. They're Ducks are going to need to make sure to stay out of the penalty box, as they mostly did today for the most part, but they did give up a little bit on that end. But on the power play today, the team capitalizing twice on it in the 2 chances they got, which was definitely an awesome stat to see. Frank Vetrano being one of those players. And hey, I mentioned he had that hat trick. Well, his 3 goals coming in 3 different ways, a power play goal, an even strength goal, and a shorthanded goal. So, hey, he is finding ways to score, different ways to score, and being creative on the ice. I'm just so impressed with him this season. And if you go back to last year, Strome and Vetrano in particular joining the team now in their second season. You're kind of coming into the year, I did at least, with some higher expectations for the two of them to step into a bigger role. And that's exactly what they've done, and taking Mason McTavish with them as well. And McTavish, speaking of that, he had certainly a day too, you know, just helping on the assist as he was able to. And then also when you look through this stat sheet, Adam Henrique, the first goal of the season, and Jakob Silfverberg having the secondary assist on that goal. It was also his 699th game with the Ducks today. So Pittsburgh's going to be a pretty special one for him when he hits that number 700. Trevor Zegras getting his first of the season, getting that monkey off his back too. He's looked really good in the last two games, and today and the last game on Thursday, after especially what happened with him in Tuesday in Columbus. He's had a great bounce back and definitely looking like he is more comfortable and confident and just more of himself. And it was great to see him finally get a goal on the season. Brett Leeson getting his second of the year too. So that brings me to our Duckstream Twitter polls for this game. We put out one earlier in the day because this was a 10 a.m. start time on the West Coast. So I had to ask what your go-to breakfast food was. Breakfast burritos was the winner in that one at 55%. Second Duckstream poll of the day was, how are we feeling after the first period? At 47, almost 48%. People voted loved the goals. Yes, I was with you on that. But there was definitely still some votes there for needing to get the puck out of the Duck zone quicker. And then the final poll, which is still live, if you'd like to go vote on our Duckstream Twitter, or also known as X page, is which goal was your favorite from the Ducks today? And right now, well, Trevor Zegras is winning that at 62.5%. And like I said, definitely good to see him get that monkey off his back and get the first goal and be rewarded after the week that he has had. So also, I just want to point out too, this was the first loss for the Flyers in their home arena. Ducks handing it to them in quite a fashion today, adding 7 goals on 24 shots. And that also brings me to our goaltender, Lukasz Dostal, who stopped 27 of 31 today. He was a big part of this game as he was definitely tested. Now getting his third win of the season, really happy for Lukasz Dostal. And I'm guessing that we'll likely see, as the two goaltenders have been switching off, we're very likely going to see John Gibson being in his hometown on Monday, starting in the net. That would not surprise me. And in that, knowing that Pittsburgh team that the Ducks are going to be playing on Monday, the Penguins are playing today against the Ottawa Senators. They're sitting currently at 3-4 in their season, but they have some star power. I mean, if you've watched the Penguins at all in the last 15 years, you know what that team is about. So going to be a great finishing test for the Ducks on this road trip, but certainly so much to be excited about. I'm just sitting here thinking about where this team was heading into the road trip after their game on Sunday against the Bruins, falling in that game, but showing a lot of resilience and compete. And that's just what they have brought these last three games. You go back to Tuesday in Columbus, they didn't give up getting that overtime win. Thursday, they didn't give up, competed hard, resilient intensity. We saw that all on the ice. And they were able to have a historical comeback, really, in Boston on Thursday. And then today, I mean, just a shooting gallery and just in the back of the net for the Ducks. I'm really excited from what we're seeing in this Anaheim Ducks team. And then also, I want to go and talk a little bit about the defensive side of things, because yes, there was a little bit improvement needed from that area of the team today. But going back to last game, Jackson Lacombe has now been placed on a line with Cam Fowler, and I really like the two paired together. I think they're playing well, and I feel like Jackson Lacombe is getting a little bit more comfortable. He was originally paired with Radko Gudas. They played well together, but I think this pairing of Lacombe and Fowler together seems to be a little bit of a better fit. Now, Gudas has been playing with Urho Vaakanainen, which Vaakanainen has been really awesome. Being back, he missed so much time going back to last season, and he's looked strong, just really, really solid defensively as well. And then, of course, we have Pavel Minchikov and Ilya Lyubushkin on that second defensive pairing. And We know what Pavel Minchikov has been able to accomplish already through this season in his rookie year. So just a lot of different things up and down the Ducks lineup, on the power play, on the PK in general. Definitely doing a lot of good today, and certainly some takeaways as the team will not be playing tomorrow, but then play again on Monday in Pittsburgh. So once again, a 7-4 win for your Anaheim Ducks today on the road in Philly. Three wins in a row now for this team. They are rolling, and I hope that they're able to get a Philly cheesesteak on the way out, because they certainly deserve it after the way they played today. But don't go anywhere. We will have your Ducks and Flyers replay after the break. I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for listening to our Anaheim Ducks post-game show. We will be back on Monday with more from Pittsburgh. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow
you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center.
Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.